So look forward to talking to you here. All righty. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Yes, I am.
All right. Here we go. As we continue on the magazine, if you have a middle schooler, fourth, fifth, sixth grader who's dealing with the challenges of growing up, we have just the book for you, actually a series of books, as Amy Meislin Pollock is with us, and she is the author of the Jelly Bean series of books. Amy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Before we talk a little bit about Jelly Bean, let's talk a little bit about Amy. Tell me just a quick 30-second bio of yourself. I know you were a retired teacher. You're a grandparent. You've taught writing.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Amy Meislin Pollock.
So I started my stories getting up in front of the class when my teacher called me up when I was in fourth grade. And kids I went to school with were in my fourth grade class, remember these stories. That was the genesis of Jelly Bean. Now, 60 years later, she's become my main character in my Jelly Bean stories. And I worked on it sporadically through the years when I was in school, when I was working, when I was raising my three children, when I was helping with sick parents and dying parents, unfortunately, and then I got back to it and had it published. And as difficult as the pandemic was, it was my silver lining, because then we were forced to stay home, and I had to sit down and finish my book and send them around.
How many books do you have out now with Jelly Bean?
So there are two. Now my publisher has the third. So it's The Adventures of Jelly Bean and The Further Adventures of Jelly Bean. My book three, not too creative with the titles, is The Adventures of Jelly Bean. And that should be out in it takes a while, but they told me 2 or 3 months.
They'll give you an excuse to bring you back on.
Uh-huh. Good.
Now tell us a little bit about how you came upon the character of Jelly Bean. Obviously, this is the crux of this is navigating being in a very awkward time of life when you're in fourth, fifth, or sixth grade. But tell me, how did you come upon saying, I want to do this, or tell us a little bit how you drew upon your own experiences, either in the classroom or just as a person, to create Jelly Bean and create this series?
Well, yes, and it is mostly, I will have to say, it's for the main part, mainly for third, fourth, and fifth graders, sometimes sixth grade, and sometimes mostly 7 to 12-year-olds. And at that time of life, you're just kind of figuring out things for yourself. And people ask me all the time, is Jelly Bean me? A little bit when I was younger, somewhat. We were kind of mischievous. And then as my Jelly Bean stories evolved, she becomes, navigates it through changes, and she becomes more of her own person, and I think that's what a lot of people like about her. And as my reviewers said, which kind of surprised me, but I was happy on my really good Kirkus and U.S. reviews, she's a role model, apparently. She learns to think for herself through a lot of life's challenges. And I think at those ages, you're just beginning to figure things out for yourself. You know, she has various conflicts, which are common, with parents, with classmates, with her three older siblings. And she is also, in part, based on my daughter, who had two older brothers, and my husband's cousin, who was the only girl as well and had three older brothers. And, you know, she manages to make her voice heard and manage through some struggles with popularity and with deciding what she wants to do and not do with what other kids are doing. It's very tough beginning at those ages.
So what is the audience for this? Is it the audience is, I'm guessing this almost sounds like something that a fourth or fifth grader could read, but then their parent should read as well and use this as some teachable moments?
Yes, exactly. And that is what people tell me, that it is a good vehicle, let's say, to open up conversations with your children who are dealing with various friends issues and issues with parents, and how to follow your own path with becoming a successful young adult and happy, hopefully. You know, that's most parents' goals. So I would say either reading it to them, which I sometimes do with my grandchildren, and it can open up discussions about some thorny issues.
Now, we would be remiss, and we've just about run out of time, as we're visiting with Amy Mislin Pollock, who has written The Adventures of Jelly Bean, The Further Adventures of Jelly Bean, and has a third book coming out soon. We would be remiss if we didn't mention the dog.
Oh, everyone loves that part of the book. It just evolved, and she loves her dog, and I do presentations all over, really. I go anywhere, and they all want it. I often read the part where her dog gets away. And they all want to be found, be told whether the dog comes back. And you have to read it to find out, because she loves her dog. And her dog is a big comfort to her. She really is. So, yeah, because a lot of the kids have pets.
Yeah, okay. Let me wrap this up just with one final question. We'll, of course, mention that this book is available probably through the usual outlets, Amazon, what have you.
Yes.
But
yes.
What has this been like for you? You said that this is almost like a lifetime's work that you really dived into after retirement during COVID. So what have you learned by writing these books?
Wow, it really helped me curb my instincts to procrastinate. I talk about that a lot at my presentations. And it just taught me that you can accomplish something. I've helped a lot of students and my own kids with this. If you set your mind to someone and just sit yourself down and work at it, you can accomplish it. You know, I taught special ed for a lot of years, and those kids didn't always have the most self-confidence. And it's that you can do it. You can do this, what you set your mind to and what you're reasonably good at.
We have been visiting with Amy Pollock. The book is The Adventures of Jelly Bean, Further Adventures of Jelly Bean, third book on the way. If you have a third, fourth, fifth grader, you might want to check this out. Amy, it has been quite a delight to speak with you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.